So do you want to do a show, or do you just want to keep talking about guys playing with their balls?
Driver off. Rupak's Magic Catch Go
Podcast. Please. This is Superhero Time with XV.
Don't know what to say. The condom covered penis won't do.
Hey, Mickey. Paladin.
Samba.
JD Church.
Extrude.
Ken.
Answer me, Domo.
And Fort Max.
The phone sex?
Alright, it's superhero time. And Ken was on Fanboy Versus yesterday. What the hell, man?
Randomly. Yeah. Really, literally randomly.
Seriously, like, it was like 15 minutes to go time. And I'm like, Ken, you're on Skype. Hey, want to be on a show?
You're not desperate for ratings, are you?
I didn't have anywhere to set up my laptop, so I was like, okay, I'll just set it in my lap. But every time I bumped the battery, the camera would go out.
It was regular quality Fanboy Versus production.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, JD, I always knew you had...
And then the first thing I see of McFeely is with just pulling out this thing of masking tape. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he was... He had some wire exposed. He was trying to tape it up.
Like,
it was
a high good quality. Sign.
It was a high quality production. We had a lot of fun, though. So.
Yeah.
And people accuse me of having no standards on my show.
Yeah. Well, you do have me on your show.
Well, that's kind of my point now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it is.
So, no Mickey this week because he didn't get to see the Kenji Oba part of Power Playback.
I can't really blame him for not getting this far.
I mean, it's like...
That's the only good part.
It's like having a s'more but skipping the marshmallow, you know? It's like...
Yeah, no. But it usually doesn't take 45 minutes to get to the marshmallow.
Yeah, but...
It does if you have a very weak fire.
But once you get there, man, it's so great. You forget about everything you went through, all the weird angsty stuff.
Until the weird angsty stuff comes back.
You know, but hey, yeah, but then, hey, there's Kenji Oba again. Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
But in other news...
Let's see. Not a lot happened this week. We did get the first streaming trailer for Akiba Ranger Season 2.
Yay!
Yay!
Dr. Maki's actor has a doll on his arm.
Oh my god.
It did confirm a couple of the rumored guest stars for the season.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dr. Maki. There's Ryu Ranger.
Dressed as Nobuo.
And sometime in the season, you'll apparently get Koichi Sakamoto.
Yay!
Hmm.
But also a lot of those previously mentioned past Rangers showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly to try and sell more figure arts.
Yeah.
Which means we'll probably be getting, Blue Swallow.
Oh, man, though. That would be awesome.
Actually get the female Jetman body.
Man, if they put out all the Jetman, that would be sweet.
See, the thing is that they would... I wonder if they get the yellow owl, if they'll just use the red and black body, or if they'll actually make a different body.
No, I think they would just use the...
They'd just cheap out with yellow.
Yeah, I think they would do that. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have a tubby figure art, but I don't think...
If they didn't do it for Shinken Gold, they're not going to do it for Jetman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, though, they did show a... You saw Keeper Ranger in there, so it shouldn't probably be any surprise that Bluefin and Tamashii are probably planning a MMPR White Ranger.
Yeah, that makes sense since the green and reds have sold so friggin' well, and they desperately need that sales boost for Figuarts.
Yeah, and those are on Amazon now.
Yes. So.
Plus, with Ryu Ranger in the show, it just makes even more sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Took Amazon forever.
And we have photos of Complete Selection Lost Driver and Excel Driver.
And they just keep riding that double train, don't they?
Yeah. And the Lost Driver comes with the skull memory.
Yeah.
Well, who the f*** even cares about Eternal?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
We saw who the f*** cares about Eternal when his movie came out. Nobody.
Fingers, but we ran it into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the proof right there. Wingus thought he liked that movie. But we were able to show him how wrong he really was.
Only I had been there that week.
I know, that was one of my favorite things that we've done to somebody.
Convince something that they liked was actually something they didn't. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how much is that Lost Driver going to be? Is there a price on it? Or
no price and no release date yet, so it may never come out because Bandai has that bad habit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it's a complete selection thing, that seems like something that they... Because it's going to be web only anyway. It's probably something that's likely going to come out.
And I repeat from earlier, the complete Lost Driver should come with the friggin' hat.
Okay, here's my take on this. You know, they've got the belt piece already, and it's not like the driver part is a new thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if they're just reusing parts, that makes it a whole lot more likely that this will actually exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good theory anyway.
But the only problem is if the Lost Driver does not also come with a Joker memory.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, see.
It would have to be the Joker T2 memory.
Right.
It would have to, because the complete selection Joker memory wouldn't work in there.
Well, not correctly.
Correctly, yeah.
Hmm.
Although they did have they did put out all those T2 memories, that whole T2 memory set a couple years ago.
What about the gun, though? Is it... No?
Okay. No.
And the complete selection double did seem to sell pretty well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It makes sense that they would do more of these.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, they keep selling well. Because, I mean, the first they did the T2 set, then they did the whole the DuPont set, and then they did the Double Driver, now Lost in the Axel. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense to do the other Double Drivers, because they don't have to actually make anything new anymore.
Mm-mm.
And people will buy these. Double is still very popular.
Free money.
Rightfully so.
Yes, Fort Max, free money.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Wow, sure sounded like you.
Wow. That was good, then. I'm awesome.
Don't ruin the illusion, damn it.
That was totally Fort Max. It's okay, Giga Beetle will back me up on this.
Wow. That was weird. I don't know what happened there.
So, Giga Beetle the other day said that if we should want to do some kind of elaborate, disgusting Giga Beetle challenge, this would be the week to do it, since he's going to have, I guess, his house to himself for a couple days.
Like, he wants the punishment. I'm starting to think he's like into...
What did I tell you, Ken? BDSM. What did I tell you?
Yeah, you have a BDSM.
Giga Beetle and I have this, like, BDSM relationship where it's like, I give him weird things to do, and then...
You give him weird things to put in his mouth.
And then he blames Ken.
And then he blames Ken. And it all works out.
Well, that's the best part, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just need to come up with something. Something. I don't think the mayonnaise donuts are really what we're looking for here, either.
No, we need something really good, man. We gotta...
But we'll have to think about that over the course of the show, and, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we can come up with something at the end.
No, we won't.
This is too good of an opportunity to waste.
I know, we can't just let it go by.
Right.
Of course we can. This is superhero time.
There's a point.
Yeah. So, do we have any more news this week?
Just a couple more confirmed actors for Superhero Tyson Z, but nobody important.
Oh. Okay.
So why even bring it up?
We had a longer trailer.
Because it's a slow week.
There's a little bit longer trailer, I think, at the end of the shows this week, too.
Yeah, I saw that on Kyoryuger. Apparently, the plot of the movie is Destroy Wizard and Beast, and I can't say I really feel bad about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yes. I know Wizard didn't come out in time, but from the sound of it, I think Beast is the new Rider, bitch.
So, Kamen Rider 4Z8's actor is back in this, so that's good.
Yeah, he's the only one that matters, though, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
He's still under contract.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So this is a movie where all the other superheroes are going to join together to beat up Beast and Wizard? Sweet!
Yeah!
Well, beating up Beast is going to be pretty easy.
Yeah, he never rolls anything higher than a 1.
Even Gavin...
Hey, he rolled a 6.
Hey, even Gavin Type G can manage that.
If they beat them up, will they evolve into a better show?
Wait, is this... Pre-Bright Slap Gavin G or post-Bright Slap Gavin G?
That's a good question, actually. Just generalizing.
Yeah.
See, the problem is Beast so far has only rolled a 6 or a 1. So, you know.
Oh, happy medium.
There's no, yeah, there's no medium in there.
Just like with itself.
I think
Glitter is complete shit.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't, yeah. I tried to watch this week's episode and just pretend it wasn't Kamen Rider. It helped a little, not a lot.
He call himself Kamen Rider, so yeah.
Sort of. It helped just a little bit, but not a whole.
I didn't even bother. I didn't know it was up yet.
It's not.
It was last. I'm sorry, not this week's. Last week's. Yeah.
Again, it's Wizard. They all run together.
Yeah, exactly. This is a weird high school thing. It's like, oh, there's the cross-dressing. Okay.
And since they seem to have destroyed the theory we all had about Koyomi and Medusa, who the f*** cares anymore?
I'm not sure I cared to begin with.
I didn't.
No, it was vaguely more interesting.
And I can't even invalidate that point because you're dicks. That is what Wizard has fallen to.
Yeah. Dicks?
Yeah, I still had that moment like at the beginning of that episode where it was like,
dicks?
These bastards really just sit the f*** around here all f***ing day. And wait on shit to happen. Like, really.
Although it does make me want donuts.
I don't know. I eat so many donuts now. I think that's part of why I'm dying. I blame Wizard.
Wizard does feel like a slow, painful death when you get right down to it.
So, anyway. I'm going to keep watching it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so we found out that JD is our paladin for this season.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, I'm going to just keep rolling with it.
You invested money into Wizard merchandise, so now you're obligated.
I know. I know. I've got my Beast Driver and Beast Figure Art and Wizard Figure Art coming. It's, yeah. I got to do it. Beast is going to be awesome here eventually. Just you wait.
Just like Birth. Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay, so he's
well, Dante had his moments.
Yeah, Birth was awesome when it was.
Here's the thing: Birth is an awesome character, but a terrible Kamen Rider.
Yeah, he was awesome when he was out of the suit.
Exactly.
And when it was the first one, because you know Goto's just Goto.
A rock.
Well, his head.
He was
anyway.
A big rock.
Yeah. So news.
That's pretty much it, to be honest.
Spider-Man came out, and he looks f***ing fantastic.
I repeat.
Who?
Because it's Rider-Man. Nobody cares.
Oh.
The figure looks f***ing awesome.
And yeah.
And then you take
and
off
it still
the,
looks
then
like Rider.
Off the helmet.
What's that?
And then if you remove the helmet...
He's RoboCop.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, again, with no eyes.
Can I get a picture of someone? Anyone?
Fort Max will work on that.
Okay.
But no, I'm impressed with the face sculpt because Figure Arts has never really done a realistic human face.
I know, it should have been anime Rider-Man.
They did a really good job with it. I'm impressed.
It should have been anime style just because, you know, piss people off.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that would have made people so mad.
That would be a show exclusive variant in the future.
Probably.
Let's see. If it's out now, I should get mine.
The awful
next
manga
month, style
Mega Man X.
Yeah. I guess a month, yeah. Always feels longer.
No, she didn't say that.
No.
No.
No. Not that fortunate.
Oh. So, JD, how's that Minecraft going?
It's going pretty good. I broke my chicken machine. So now I've got to...
Broke your chicken machine.
The automatic chicken breeder and murderer.
Yeah. Well, I stripped down my other one, and I made the 2.0 version. And then my buddy tried to fix it because he thought part of it was broken, and he broke it. So now I've got to just start all over, I think. So I've been working on a 3.0 version on a test server in Creative and trying to – I think I am going to go with, like you suggested, and just have an egg reservoir, which is kind of what I had before, but I didn't really.
It's not a reservoir. It's a generator.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need an egg generator.
Yes.
What I had before was an egg generator –
So
and then I would transport the eggs over to the hatchery system, and then I would push them out and cook them. So I just need to connect those systems up now.
In a way, I kind of miss the old days of chicken machines when we couldn't, cook them automatically.
The old days of chicken machines!
And you had to just drop all the chickens down into a chamber and smash them to death.
Yeah.
When you couldn't light what – you didn't have what, Netherrack, I guess?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that. It was just the absence of a convenient way to start the fire.
Well, Netherrack is always on fire if you just
not the side
it.
Of it, only the top.
I know, but
and
you
if you drop the chicken's top down onto a fire, the drops all get burned up. You don't get anything out of it.
So how are you doing it different then? What are you?
Block of wood with fire on the side of it.
I can honestly say I do not understand the plight of the chicken.
They pass.
You're not using Netherrack. You're using wood and using the lighter to light the wood on fire.
And then a piston comes and snuffs out the fire on the wood, so the wood block doesn't get consumed.
After they're all cooked. Okay.
It only has to be on fire for about a second, and usually that's not long enough for the wood to get burned up.
You mean while they're dropping through, or?
Yeah, the chickens drop from an upper chamber through the flame on the side of the wood block, and that's just enough to kill and cook them. But it leaves the drops to fall through, and then the other piston can come and put out the fire. So you retain the wood block that actually does the cooking. It doesn't get burned up from the fire being continuous.
So how long do you, I mean, when do you purge the system periodically? Is that how you're doing it, or is it an automatic system?
What do you mean purge the system?
I mean, okay, so you build up a reservoir of chickens that you're going to cook, right?
Yeah, basically. Okay. The egg generator feeds down into a dispenser, which you turn on periodically to shoot eggs out and hatch baby chickens. Then you leave them in the maturation chamber for a while until they're big enough to kill and cook.
Right.
And then after you kill off those, you start the process all over again.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how long does the system take to, like, push them all towards, I don't know, whatever, the hole or whatever it is that you... to light them on fire.
I think the chickens take 20, 30 minutes to all grow up.
Yeah.
So
but
I mean,
then
that,
how do
that's
you get them to where the fire is going to be, I guess is what I'm saying.
Open a piston valve.
Are they all like in a single column? Or?
Yeah.
So you're actually hatching them into like a one-by-one hole.
Yes, we're hatching the chickens into the hole.
So they don't have any space. They're all stacked on top of each other and
right.
Wow. And then you light them on fire.
No, no. First we drop them through a chicken valve, then we light them on fire.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you get them into the chicken? That's what I'm trying to get to. You drop them into the chicken valve.
Well, they live The eggs fire out of the dispenser into the chicken hopper.
Okay.
And then they all exist there until they grow up, and then you open the chicken valve out from under them, and they drop through into the fire.
Right. Okay.
So, you that's know, from the time
saying,
they're hatched to the...
it takes time for them to drop through that. That's why I'm saying, like, how long...
Well, once you open it, they, you know, they just drop and they pass through the flame. It only takes a couple seconds.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out about how long... Do you turn it manually on and off to...
The design I've used has, it basically uses redstone repeaters, which are timed out specifically so that one button press will open the chicken valve, light the fire, and then after the chickens are passed through, it will then put out the fire just with the one action.
Okay. Do you have any loss off of that? I mean, it's like, do you have some chickens that get missed depending on how many you have in the...
Nope.
Wow. But you're manually turning your dispenser on and off, too.
Well, you can leave the dispenser running all the time, but the entire time it's not loaded with eggs, it will just sit there clicking over and over again. It's irritating and uses up memory.
Well, yeah, but you can use a comparator to make it not do that.
No, actually the comparator is what makes it shoot the eggs out fast enough to work. The comparator makes the dispenser into a machine gun, basically, a chicken machine gun.
Well, I guess it depends on how many eggs you have out, but you should be able to set it up with another comparator. Because I set it up with a comparator so that it wouldn't shoot if it was empty.
I guess you could do that, but it makes more sense to just let an amount of eggs build up in the dispenser and then turn it on until it can shoot all of them at once.
Right.
Because that way, too, you get a batch of chickens that are all the same age. So you know that when you see a couple of them growing up, they probably all are.
Yeah, but you can do that with a comparator too. You can have the comparator set to where once you reach a threshold, it'll start shooting them out.
I guess because then, it will put off a different redstone signal when it reaches a certain capacity.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You could have it build up until it gets to a certain threshold.
Yeah,
what
so actually you could make that part of the process automated. You're right.
Because what you do is you put it into should be able to put it into a chest. You have the chest build up to a certain point, and then
that would feed through a hopper into the dispenser.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that you wouldn't even have to touch that part. Like, it would dispense once it had enough.
Right, but you know, you'd still have the button to activate the killing mechanism because you know you need that level of personal interaction for it to be satisfying.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to hit the kill button. You don't want the kill part to be automatic.
Right.
Speaking of kill button.
You want to be able to hit that kill button.
Blah, blah, Minecraft.
Blah, blah, chicken killer.
Now you just need to start the cold open at Chicken Reservoir. There's no text to it. You're just talking about...
Yeah, because there is few things as satisfying as like hitting that button and then hearing the sound of chickens dying.
Yes, in mass quantities.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, You need about 100 chickens to die at once to get the really satisfying chicken death sound. And see, that was the appeal of the Chicken Smasher originally.
Why did my internet come back?
But you can't. Then you'd have to cook them separately. That's just no fun.
Because it hates you.
Apparently.
I like my cow cooker for that reason, though, because then they just drop through lava and then they sit there and run around on fire.
That has an appeal, too. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Although I think you could drop them through the fire on the side of the block the same way the chickens work, and it would also cook them.
You probably could, but lava is so much more efficient because it just takes up those two blocks.
Oh, no. You can't do that. No, with the fire, since it lights on the side of the block, it still only is a one-by-one column.
But you can't have a one-by-one column with cows, is what I'm saying.
Actually, I think you can.
That might help XP's internet connection.
We've tried working on this before to use a one-by-one space to separate baby cows from adults. And the adult cows will fall through a one-by-one hole.
Yeah, but I think they get stuck. I mean, they get stuck at a two-by sometimes. Now, I had that problem because one of them got stuck and then burnt my whole building down like four times. And then I learned not to use wood to make parts of my building.
You learned not to use wood in the thing that has lava in it.
Yeah, I learned that lava and wood do not mix.
For everybody's clarification here, wood is not a suitable container for lava.
Right, you can't put lava in wood. Well, and I say that, though, because the test video that I saw that I based the design on, the guy used wood on it, so I didn't even think anything about it. I was like, oh, well, I got a ton of wood, okay. And so there's God, use that, please. Save that one. But I was like, I just got, you know, I've got all this wood to use, so, and then I was like, why does this keep burning down? I'll get stuck, catches all the wood.
Speaking of
fire.
Burning down.
I would like come back later. I would turn around to do something else and come back and like my building's all burning down. I'm like, why? That was amazing.
Right.
Good idea, XP. Thanks for asking about Minecraft.
So, Mega Force?
Yeah, why the f*** not?
Use the Mega Force.
So, yeah, Mega Force.
Oh, it was a thing that happened.
Who's doing it?
It doesn't have chicken killing machines.
Someone doing it, or we just... No.
For once, there wasn't a new toy to sell.
There should have been.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, this is selling the motorcycle toys.
This was selling the skiff. The skiffs and the cycle, essentially. I mean, I guess it's the same.
Well,
it's not like
yeah,
new,
I guess it was selling one of the cycles.
Yeah, because you need one of the you need that one cycle
to complete that.
Do what?
Don't you need two for that?
No,
just the one that has the data header.
Correct.
You can attach the other heads with just the one cycle. Does it fold or something?
No. You have to have the three skiffs in order to make the thing, but that's where you get the other headers anyway. But you have to have the Datus header from the motorcycle in order to have all of the heads for the ultimate to get all the head that you need.
You need the crotch rocket.
You need
all
the crotch
of the head that you need.
I was just throwing that out there. I didn't.
There's an intro quote.
Yeah.
No, that's too obvious.
Yeah. Man. Real. So,
this week we had probably the stupidest, weakest Bulk and Skull impersonators I've ever seen.
I had that feeling at first, and then it was like, oh, this just.
And especially when it was the skinny one that was in charge. It's like, yeah, they're going generic bully, not specific. Those.
Yeah, I think it was just generic. I don't think they were trying to be Bulk and Skull, really. They didn't have any kind of Bulk and Skull. I mean, other than being a small guy and a fat guy, which is like one of the oldest conventions in terms of, you know, imagery. I mean, it's not.
But it's Power Rangers. It must be a reference.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Like, really, if you're not.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a reference, they would have ended up covered with food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean,
instead,
it's like,
we get
a
trite moral wrap up at the end.
No, you know what the moral of this was? The moral of this was is that kids like crappy music today.
No.
What do you mean today?
That was last week's.
No, that's this week's, too. Because
really?
This guy was like doing heavy metal, and that girl was singing some kind of weird crap pop music. That's just a kid's like awful music. That's ugh.
Also, cockroaches. Because, yeah.
Oh, the music was. Anyway.
And Rex shows up in his other costume for absolutely no reason.
Well, again.
But, I don't know. I didn't also buy it. I mean, this was like one of the first times where I was like, I don't buy your tough guy thing. I don't know why. I can't. I don't buy Red being. Like,
it's
I don't
because
buy this guy being. He's like, do you see any tears? I'm like,
I don't see any emotional presence from you, actually.
I see nothing.
We haven't at all in the last seven episodes.
That's a line that, like. That's a line that, like, you know, like, Jason could have gotten away with, you know, like, that's something, like, he could have done, but, yeah.
Well, wait, Jason could act?
Not saying he could act, but he had at least enough of a look, you know, that, like, if he said that line, you would be like, you would go along with the, oh, yeah, and he knows, like, he could kick my ass. Anyway, you know. This kid doesn't look like he could kick your ass. Maybe he can, but I wouldn't be afraid of him or anything.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to f*** with Jason that when I was that age.
Exactly. But Troy, I'd have been like, get out of here.
Well, Jason was also like twice the size of Troy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Jason
it's like,
can break you in half.
Yeah. You know.
Troy's a little scrawny.
Yeah, remember that time Jason was trying to do 1,000 bench presses to break Bulk's record?
Shit.
Does anything about that episode make sense in retrospect?
No.
Oh.
that Bulk would have done 999 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, nine.
Nine. Or one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Any.
At all.
Yeah. And, you know, not to mention that Ernie's the worst physical fitness coach that you could really expect to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe that's an exaggerated number. Maybe he just made it up. Like,
I'm
you
pretty
know.
Sure that's...
Maybe.
You know, Bulk did 999, and Jason just bought it, and he's just like, really?
There you go.
Other than that. I could do 1,000.
Wait, Bulk is Arnold Schwarzenegger now? I mean, not Bulk, Jason is Arnold Schwarzenegger choice. Now?
I could do 1,000.
Well, it doesn't sound much worse than the when they got him for him in season 2. So...
But yeah, they did an interesting job of shooting around Datus in the... Or well, editing around
the last
Datus
where they deliberately showed off the back and revealed that there was a separate thing attached to it.
Well, there is a separate thing attached to it, though, with the figures, too. So it's not like...
But the thing attached to it doesn't look like it has an arcade screen.
Yeah, well, you just...
Or a face.
Well, toys aren't always...
Not on the back.
I didn't even notice it. I mean, I didn't pay attention to it, so... Man, I have not seen Ghost Ager either, so that's why I'm watching it without
that too,
without that context.
Probably better off that way. So,
yeah, exactly. So, but that's what I'm saying. It's like I didn't notice it, so I don't know that many people would. And I even knew that Datus, you know, is a thing. So, whatever that's worth. So, but I mean, overall,
and
I
there was quite a bit of good U.S. footage as well.
Yeah,
and they blended it pretty nicely on the. They even found a pretty good match for that warehouse.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty good. I mean, obviously it's not going to be a perfect match considering one has sand for a floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you could really tell. Boy, that warehouse was not very kind to those Ghost Sager uniforms either.
Huh.
It was like they were covered with soot and shit and like 10 minutes. Flaz, like, oh god. They walked in the door and they were suddenly just soot covered and like, oh, those pretty white. Yeah, that's not gonna work. But yeah, I don't know. I always have trouble because it's like Japan is so overcast and
right.
New Zealand is not, and so they have to do like a lot of background work to like make New Zealand look as drab as Japan.
If they would just turn the color saturation down a little bit, they could do it pretty easy.
Yeah, but I totally agree. Yeah, because man.
But yeah, and now that's and both times Vrak and actually Vrak's been in his second arc body. Both times he's been on Earth, so
maybe that's just you know his traveling attire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's closest that the writers could come up with.
Hmm. In truth, they just only have that suit to work with.
Yeah, that's the only one they've got. But I'm still liking it. I mean, I think it's, yeah.
It's not a terrible way to kill 20 minutes.
No.
It certainly is watchable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
More than you can say for Wizard.
And Samurai.
Those are just those go you know past. It's like not just bad; it's just frustrating. Like Wizard has a lot of potential and things that are kind of cool, but then it's just so frustrating.
Yeah,
I mean it has elements, but there's just nothing to you know pull it. Right.
Kind of like Kiva in that way.
I mean, like I said, I watched.
No,
like,
Kiva's better than this.
I watched last week's Wizard. And it's just like it's so frustrating. Yeah. I think like. You know, here's this. I mean, they have no customers. I don't know how they even stay open.
It's
like, this is the worst jewelry shop ever.
It's an antique store.
Or whatever it is. I don't know. But I'm saying whatever it is.
They've had one customer.
They never have a customer.
That's right. They end up turning into a victim of today. So then she didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
Damn it, Shinpei.
I've only seen one screenshot from this episode, and it's Shinpei involved, and I don't need to see anything more.
Oh yeah, it's totally the drag episode.
Or anybody who's seen the episode knows what I'm talking about.
Yep, it's the drag episode.
God.
And being in drag doesn't make Shinpei stop Shinpeiing at all.
No,
that would just make him Shinpei harder.
I do have to say though, at first I was like, "Who is that? Oh, that's Shinpei. Whoa."
Oh, wow.
Though that was convincing for just a second.
The best part, though, the one thing that is good is that they don't even bring up where he got the uniform from.
No. No.
He had it.
Why are we talking about
And they're probably right.
Well, we're not going to recap it, so, you know.
Why are we talking about it to start with?
Because we have no news and nothing else f***ing happened this week.
You talked about chickens for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And this is why we talked about chickens for 30 minutes.
Is that going in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Everybody else is with us.
No, the other Minecraft people are like, no, you do it with...
I am much happier with that now.
I have no pity.
No, my pain.
Yeah. Plenty of Minecraft people out there. They're you probably taking notes.
It's bugging me. The other day I thought of something else to go with how JD always says this thing or this thing has had more death than Kamen Rider Wizard. But now I can't remember what that other thing was.
Oh,
it was something really good, too. I just can't remember what.
I can name Precure.
Energon?
I can name Precure series that have had more death than Kamen Rider Wizard.
No, I don't think it was Energon Fort Max.
I think our show has more depth than Wizard.
Not depth. Death.
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 I repeat. How many cows have died while recording the show?
More people died in the first few minutes of Gavin.
Yeah, I know. More people died in the... And I tweeted that, actually. Yeah. Yes. More
Nobody watched that either.
In the first 5 minutes of Gavin.
Brilliant that, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll come to me, you know, once we're done.
Yeah, once the show's over.
Too late to matter, yeah.
You'll be like, Monopoly!
Monopoly?
I don't know. I was just throwing something out there. I was just throwing a word out there to have something to say.
Yahtzee!
Yeah. Okay.
Kyoryuger?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's time for Dinosaur Samba!
Come here! Hi-ya!
JD can do that because he actually likes it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I liked it okay.
To know, Paladin. You'll be on tap later.
Let's see. All right. Where did it start? And then I'll be good. They were testing out the stuff, weren't they?
Yeah, they were shooting at each other because...
Yeah. So they start out the episode by shooting each other in the face.
Yeah. And then
mainly just shooting Blue in the face.
Yeah, because we get the stupid Nasan joke. Again.
Yeah, the Nasan joke.
Because it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah. Hey, Blue's funny. Old.
Carlos.
Again.
The same joke every episode. And
Green kind of gets pissed because Black is calling him Green Guy.
Green Boy.
But by green, he means newbie.
Yeah, he's calling him a newbie. And of course, he's like, I'm not a newbie. I'm a kid. Shut up. No, I'm an adult.
So then he makes him flaccid.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, they're testing out some of the batteries, and they find one really cool, like there's this whole flame thing and other thing, and so and then
Ramirez.
Yeah, then the old guy shows up.
So wait, is he Spanish or Egyptian?
Canadian,
with terrible Japanese.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Intentionally bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure that they were doing that.
Was acting also intentionally bad?
Well, yeah, it's Sentai.
He's acting like a guy who doesn't speak Japanese very well.
Yeah, he's acting like a guy that can't act.
Well, it's hard to act if you don't know the language and you're trying
to... Is he acting like a guy who can't act?
Wing is acting.
Yeah, except he's terrible at it.
Yeah.
Nope.
But is he acting terrible or is he really just terrible acting? It's like a whole Inception f***ing thing.
Either way, it sounds god-awful.
Except that's not how Inception works at all.
No.
Inception would be when you're watching the Kakuranger narrator being in a TV on your TV.
Narranger.
Narranger.
The Narranger.
Narranger.
Anyway, so he shows up. Yeah. And he can't control
his... Exposition Sentai, Narranger.
So apparently there's this whole thing where it's like there were all these other... There's like five other Kyoryugers. There were in the past.
Maybe not all at the same time.
Well, not necessarily five Kyoryugers. It's five.
Just five of the Zords, really.
Voltasaurs or Judenshi or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Now, there's Ankydon here. We know the Pterosaur and Cephalosaur belong to Kyoru Gold. And has everyone seen the artist rendering of the other two?
I don't know.
It was in the episode.
I mean, of the combinations of the other two.
Oh.
Oh.
The ones with the adorable renditions.
Those yes, ones. Check the link.
You know, just like the Go On Your combo art.
Yes.
Remember that?
Wow.
Probably accurate.
I think I had that Transformer. Anyway,
why is the Brachio one wearing a bra?
Why not?
Brachio? I don't know. It's push up. It's the Wonder Brachio. I keep going. Anyway, so we know they're gonna like figure out why his dinosaur has gone apeshit. And
it's also the chef monster that.
Well, that's gonna show up in a second. We're gonna get back to that. Yeah.
Actually,
meanwhile, back to the bad guy's place. The happy, cheery thing.
The pink one.
Smile blooming.
Yeah. The evil go on yellow. It's her turn to, you know, get emotion out of people. And so she gets a chef monster that's gonna make everybody happy with cake. And I'm like, this doesn't sound evil at all. This sounds great.
Where's Kogami when you need him?
Like, we're gonna make everybody happy with cake, and that's gonna serve evil? This is the best. And then it all goes to hell because they're like serving all these people this cake, and then this weird energy comes up through the floor and then turns like Cake Chef into like the cavity monster and starts giving everybody cavities from the cake. And it's like, that's not nice.
The thing is, you know, this would be like the best plan ever. It would be flawless, except
that's not the plan.
Yeah, that's not the plan. And so, yeah, it actually like destroys the happy meter and then the despair or pain meter. I don't know, whatever.
Sadness.
Sadness goes up. And, everybody has to go to the dentist, and I don't know. Then they decide the Corrogers aren't very good at like deductive reasoning, because they just assume that the reason that the other dinosaur has gone apeshit, it must be because of this cavity monster.
Just because it showed.
Well, no. First, they think it's Smile, and Ragdoll that are doing it.
Right, and then they're not, and so they think.
And Blue makes another pun.
Yeah, and I have to listen to Ramirez talk some more. And God. My ears want to bleed.
But they're going to help him out because he's a ghost.
Spirit.
No, he's a ghost.
Spirit.
Same thing.
It's the same f***ing thing.
According to the show.
He tries to clarify and they're like, no, it's the same f***ing thing. But anyway, so the cavity monster is like, I don't know, running rampant. And there's this whole thing between like black and green.
Well,
where...
And then the cavity monster does go back to normal for a little bit.
He goes back for a minute and then gets corrupted again.
Yeah.
But
we also get commercials with a sleeping bag eating a small child.
And in the cavity episode.
I was like, I think I saw chocolate. The episode of Nightmare
yes,
on
Elm Street. Yes, of course. That makes perfect sense.
I saw that in Nightmare on Elm Street, that sleeping bag, I think. It was...
Okay. Oh.
Now here, when they hit the mid-season budget crunch, they're going to be using that sleeping bag instead of the suit.
God,
that would be amazing.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah, they. Anyway, they fight the monster. Anyway, so yeah, there's this whole thing between red and green, and King is good. I gotta give it to King, man. He's not necessarily. He's a people person. That's what it really comes down to. Like I say, he's not real smart per se, but he's a people person. And he's like, you know what the deal is between you and Black is that Black, he wants to be nice, but he's a badass and he doesn't know how to be nice without being quirky. So he's really trying to, you know, take care of you. And so now Black and Green get their whole thing figured out and they're going to be love buddies. But
I will admit the roll call is kind of hilarious.
Oh man, the roll call in this episode is great because
Black
ends up getting hit with like the decay.
Yeah, he manages to shoot him in the teeth through the mouth plate on the suit.
Well, all he had to do is hit him. It would just like automatically go to his teeth.
Sure.
But because that's how science works.
Dentai works, yeah.
But I mean, again, Not even the Kyurugers are very good at, like, you know, science or deductive reasoning. They're just like, that monster's going crazy. The dinosaur's going crazy. It must be because of the monster.
Sure.
Shoot the damn thing.
Which is this, I mean,
that's all we know how to do.
That's the logic that, like, the Autobots use. Like, the world's going to hell. It must be the Decepticons. What?
It's red herring.
There's no, you have no reason to think that.
But yeah, Black tries to do his part of the roll call.
Oh, man, the whole time he's like...
And then Green's just like, it's okay, don't force it. He's Kyurugia Black. That was,
yeah, he's like, just let it go.
That was pretty much the only moment in the episode I really liked.
Yeah, like, he's Kyurugia Black. Next. And then they...
I don't remember having one character finish the roll call for another one before. Yeah. That might be a new trick.
That's priceless, though. I mean, it was really funny. It was well done.
Yeah, the explosion and him doubling over in pain.
Yeah. Oh, and you could even see, like, his line was tagging behind everybody when they did the, you know, Kyurugia in unison. He's like, oh, Kyurugia. Oh, damn. So, anyway, they figure out how many. I didn't understand the shots thing. Maybe I'm stupid.
They switched batteries between Black and Green for their weapons.
I mean, I understand
so
that.
So it's a double shot.
Not that. What I'm saying is I didn't understand what Black was getting at with how many shots.
Oh,
one shot per tooth.
I only counted five.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like you never added up for me, so
yeah.
I just kind of ignored it and just said that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Logic.
It's Kyurugia. That's like the less like I do like the other thing I was gonna say is like when they did their group transformation. They've already started to cut way around the dance part of it.
Yeah, they did. They only showed the spin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've really just cut the feet out, and it's just like spin and go.
I think they realized how much time it eats up between that and the Megazord combo.
Yeah, too.
Well,
the Megazord combo is sped up too a lot.
And they just can't. Right. They just can't do it. I mean, they for whatever reason, those actors just can't get it down.
Well,
Yeah, Pink is the only one that's really making it obvious.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are really that good at it, to be honest.
No, but four of them can kind of keep time with each other.
Yeah.
You know, Pink's all over the place.
And, of course, the suit actors are far better at it than, like, the regular actors.
Like when Kyurugia Red does that little dance in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, they've got, you know, they're going to be able to do it because they can do timing, but...
Right, but of course they don't transform while transformed, so.
But, so anyway, so they fight the tooth monster, and then they, for some reason, they all go into the machine, even though not all of their machines are involved, so.
Because apparently that's okay.
I'm like, this is going to be the first time that there's only three mechs involved, and all... five are there. It's like, it's so weird.
But it's okay, because now they can use a crappy sword with a rainbow on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Really, this should have been set up with the Ankydon, because the best way to defeat that monster would have been to use a giant hammer to knock its teeth out.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Really? Ankydon and...
Well, was Lucky Aru's plan.
Yeah.
In the actual episode, Ankydon and Ramirez are just kind of there. It's kind of clunky how they're just...
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter towards the actual episode. It's just
It seems like a lot of setup to get to the next episode. You know, more so
unnecessary setup, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's a lot of not... I mean, the only real connection is for them to think that...
But that really doesn't amount to anything at the end of the episode.
I think it's more that they're showing... Well, I do like that they're actually having the guy who gives them the new toy shows up before the episode where he gives them the new toy.
Well, except the new toy shows up in the episode. Anyway,
I mean, and that kind of goes back to what I actually like about it. I mean, of course, at the end, and, you know, kind of skipping ahead here to finish it out, but at the end, they do figure out there's actually something else, you know, some other monster or something. And
there's a new bad guy.
That's actually what made the, you know, dinosaur go ape shit, and so poor fat guy doesn't have his dinosaur still. But I think the thing that I like is, like, we're getting a sense of some of the long game of the
series.
Now,
here's the thing. One thing that Magenta recently just realized is, wait a minute, this is an ecology Sentai.
What?
guys think? Where's the boss's base?
On the bottom of the ocean.
And it's specifically at one of the poles. Mm-hmm. And it's melting.
That does not exactly make me...
You know, they shouldn't have let them kill off the Ice Age monster in the first episode.
Yeah. I still think that was kind of stupid.
You know, just send him up to the surface and have him freeze it over again. We'll fix the whole thing.
Yeah. But,
didn't Excel kill Ice Age?
Shut up, Fort Max. I made that joke in the first damn episode.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not funny anymore.
It wasn't even funny then.
But, you know, at first in the preview, I'm thinking, oh, hey, it's an episode that's actually focused on Amy, and it's introducing Curious Cyan. And then they pull out the creepy pedo shit again.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it, to hell. Why?
But like I said, though, it's like I kind of like that they're finally setting up some long game. And
Or you think that until everything gets resolved in the next episode.
No. No, damn it. I will pull again and I will go eat shit if they do that.
Well, you heard it here. Look forward to that next week.
But, I mean, there's at least the other dinosaurs that they've set up, you know. So
yeah.
It's like they're at least going in that direction. So
Sentai that's introducing new toys. Imagine that.
One notable thing also, slightly off topic, but in Superhero Tyson Z promo they have at the end, notice they only have the three main Go Busters, so hopefully they're not going to completely try and ruin the end of the series there.
They will.
Probably.
The Jenga will collapse yet again.
Oh.
It still stings.
I can hope.
It still stings.
No, you can't.
Anyway, I like it. I'm still having fun with it.
I like the action in Kyoryuger. The cast seems to get along with each other nicely. And the Zord fights are well staged enough so that I can forgive myself when I eventually cave because I have no willpower when it comes to mecha.
I like the action, but that's kind of it, unfortunately, at this point.
I feel bad for Blue, just because I'm old.
I can't stand the character. They've made me not stand the character just because every time he opens his mouth or anybody talks about him, it's just taking his shit all over him because he's an old guy.
That's why you feel sorry for him.
That's what I'm saying. Is that I think there's a bit of...
It doesn't make me feel sorry for him. It makes me hate his presence in the show.
I identify too because I'm the kind of bastard that makes those horrible puns as well. So I think it's actually... I think I identify with the character a lot more than I want to. Because I totally make puns like that. Yeah, I would do that.
So next week, it's hammer time.
Yeah, buddy. I cannot wait to show the first few episodes to Amanda when she gets back.
Forward to it, too.
Oh, yeah. Just for the choreography. I'll just show her the choreography bits. Like, look
at God.
Yeah, show her the part where Pink tries to do the transformation dance. Yeah. She'll love that. Oh,
I'm like, look, honey, they're dancing Sentai. And then she'll be like, what?
Oh, Lord.
Have you shown her Battle Fever?
I was just going to say, if you want Dancing Sentai, we actually have that.
Really? Battle Fever? I didn't know that.
That is the power of dance.
Oh, man. I got to pull out Battle Fever then.
Dance and also Miss America's package.
Well, yeah.
God. That is kind of scary. It's like, you know, we should put skirts on those things so you can't see their dicks.
See? Now that's an intro quote. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for all you guys that are like getting your hard-ons up, just remember that the suit actors are still dudes. Even
sometimes.
Except in rare occasions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's why they have the skirts, to cover the package. The skirts are not there to simulate, you know, like, femininity. No, no, no. They're there so you don't see the stuff.
No, to simulate the femininity, they use very small men.
Yes. And fake boobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, they gotta put padding in there either way, so, you know.
And tucking doesn't work. You don't want to do that when you're doing a lot of moving around. That's a recipe for disaster.
Just get some duct tape.
tape your dick down.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Put duct tape on your dick and then wrap it all the way around and tape it to your ass cheek. The ultimate tuck. That's what they call the atomic tuck.
Well, you know, duct tape is the handyman's secret weapon.
Oh, God. I would not want to take that off later. Woo!
I wonder if they have skin-colored duct tape.
That's when you're shaving your ass because you don't want the duct tape to stick to your ass.
You sound like you've done this before, JD.
No, I'm just putting a lot of thought into it at the moment.
Sure.
Thinking about the logistics of
that. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad Mickey isn't here.
Yeah, I know. Can you just imagine the reactions during the Minecraft chat?
Oh, God. He would not have let that go on as long as it did.
No, probably not.
It's the only reason we could have had that conversation.
Too bad.
All right, what's next?
Break!
Superhero time. Just watch the shows. It's faster.
Man! I don't know if I can last much longer. Come on, hang in there.
You're listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, Gavin?
Yeah, why not?
What, Ken?
Must we?
Yes, we must.
You didn't like it?
Gavin was great!
XV, we had this discussion on Twitter last night.
Yeah, about how it was great.
No.
That's what I was talking about.
It was great. What was wrong with you?
It was... Yeah. No.
Dude.
It's kind of terrible until Kenji Oba showed up.
Yeah, but that's what made it great.
Yeah, but it took almost an hour to get there. I mean... It made me stop the movie at least twice before I even got there.
I don't understand this. Like, even if something's bad, like, I don't stop it. Like, I still don't understand.
I had a choice between doing that and something else, and I chose something else.
I don't know. If I sit down to do something, like, I, like, watch something like that, like, I make sure I have, like, the time to sit down and do it.
Oh, I had the time. I just had a better option come up to me.
It might have been easier for me to get through.
If that better option was not a blowjob for me, then yeah. I'm basically going to keep watching whatever it is I'm doing.
Well, you're a masochist, so clearly.
It's like, unless like someone's like, "I'm sorry, can I suck your dick?" I'm like, "Yes, I'll stop this show." But otherwise, you know, it's just like I'm in the middle of it. I'm going to watch it, you know.
So, JD, now is that when anybody offers that, or is there like some criteria within that?
I don't have a lot of criteria for a blowjob, really. I mean,
oh,
no, that's pretty, you know.
So basically, anybody just comes up to you and offers, and you know, whatever you're doing, that's over with.
I could probably stop what I'm doing in most cases. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay.
I think I had it easier watching the movie because I actually did stop after the first 25 minutes because I had to go do something else. So then when I came back to it, it's like, well, there's 15 more minutes of this, but then...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, if you have to stop it, like, if something actually happens, like, okay, I've got to go run to the store, I've got to go do something, okay, fine. I'm just saying, it's like, I can't say I've ever really found myself, like, in the middle of something and like, oh, this is so horrible, I have to turn it off. You know what I mean? I have to go do something else for a minute.
But, you know, masochist.
Unless someone offered me a blowjob, and then I would. That doesn't happen at that point. And I'm married, so there you go. But anyway.
That kind of goes with
it. That reduces the chances even more.
Assuming you don't get that offer, it kind of goes hand in hand.
No, honey, this person just offered me a blowjob, and...
Yeah.
And
even my wife would be like, "They did? Well, okay." don't know why they would do that.
Are they still here?
Better them than me. Yeah. Are they offering anything else?
Do they have chocolate?
What other things will they give us? Anyway, who's doing Gavin?
I guess I can.
Yeah. Because I did vote. I did. Ken's not going to do it any justice at all, apparently.
I'm really not. No. I can guarantee
things that are great.
Okay, so basically, the movie starts with, like, you know, things happening, and there's just.
And then Kenji Oba shows up 40 minutes later.
And then good things happen.
The movie starts out with something weird in space, and then.
And then Inoue wrote part of it because Genki falls into a river.
And you were worried about me doing it justice.
That's like.
Oh, God.
Whatever. It's Kenji. So,
well, no, I mean, it starts with this really weird, like, motorcycle race thing, but it's the kind where the person hangs up the back of it to change the center of gravity, and
his complete douchebag of a friend.
I've never seen anything like that before. I was like, what the hell are they doing?
Oh, you've never seen that before?
I've seen that before.
It's like, it's some sort of weird, I mean, not that Luge isn't, like, death involved as well, but it's just...
running at 100 miles an hour with the pavement, like, an inch below your face.
Yeah, it's like, you know what would be f***ing psychotic? To hang off a motorcycle to alter the center of gravity so that you could go really f***ing fast. That would be insane. Yeah, let's go try it out.
Get other people to do it.
God.
But, yeah, anyway, Geki's friend is an asshole, and they're the stupid
f***ing asshole.
He's gonna die. And there's the, you know, contrived love triangle between them and their childhood friend. And
that weighs down the entire f***ing movie.
And then
No, that pussy is mine.
And then we jump forward like a year.
After they get lost in space, because apparently they're not just racers, they're also astronauts on Japan's first manned mission to Mars.
I mean, that was probably the hardest thing to believe in the whole movie.
Japan's first manned mission to Mars.
Space program.
Well, how else did they get to the planet Nemesis?
Well,
and I think the thing that bothered me, that kept bothering me, is like, just tell us what happened to the f***ing shuttle! Because they kept, like, you know, they would show a second or two, and then they would cut away, and I was like, Jesus f***ing Christ! Just show the whole damn thing!
It's not like we couldn't tell what happened anyway. But
no, but
it's
just annoying, because it's like, just fucking get it over with. It's not that interesting.
But, you know, then a year passes by, and, you know, girlfriend is still working in the space agency, and
I think
then,
about the point, at this point, I pretty much threw out the plot the entire movie.
Okay, so Monster comes and kills some dudes, and...
Brutally.
Yeah, I mean, like...
You know, gallons of pressurized blood, you know, that whole deal.
I mean, it sets a good atmosphere at first that the rest of the movie doesn't really capitalize on, but it sets a good atmosphere for the scene.
Yeah.
I was reminded of Shin when I started watching this. That's never a good sign.
I was also reminded of Kamen Rider the First, which is also not a good sign.
But long story short, Gavin shows up and saves what's-her-name.
I will say, it is a f***ing awesome fight. The action direction in this movie is actually very... very good.
This is the same guy who This is the same director who did the All Riders movies.
Which is surprising.
I mean, there was a few.
The action in those movies are not very good.
There were a few scenes, and I had talked to XV about this. There were a few scenes that I was a little disappointed by because it's kind of like, oh, you could have done that practically. Why did you go CG for that? You could have just.
Yeah.
Like, there was like a wall climb and.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
CG that.
But most of it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean...
All of the practical fight effects that are used are really nice looking. It's it's just the combination with some of the computer-assisted parts that brings it down.
And for a retro character like Gavin, it does stick out more.
Yes. Yeah.
The original Gavin series was chock full of odd looking composite shots.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean.
So you could try to pass that off as an homage, but I don't think it works that well.
I think the main reason why the directing in this is so good versus the old writers is.
The single hero.
With the old writers, you have a gazillion suits to deal with.
Yeah.
Right. It's a lot of stunt work to coordinate then.
Yeah.
I don't think any directors can make
it on. So. Gavin is just barely able to finish the fight because from off screen, a mysterious blast comes and strikes the monster. I wonder what that could be.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think Gavin beams away, and then we're at the galactic police thingy.
Yeah.
So apparently they just pick random people floating in space to be their space sheriffs.
Well, chief of the galaxy's police is like, man, you suck so much at your job.
And he's kind of right to be.
We gave you an awesome name.
This is the same guy who was the original Gavin's commanding officer.
Oh, cool.
I mean, he is a billion years old, man. They pulled that guy out of ether, and they probably put him on screen. He doesn't even know he's acting. He's just like. He's got Alzheimer's, and all he remembers is when he was on Gavin before. They found him in a nursing home just spouting off lines from Gavin, like, you know what?
We can use this. Chiefly.
We can use this.
So the chief's all like, why did you even want to be a space sheriff in the first place?
An homage, though, because what it is an homage to, like, all the American, like, chiefs of police who are like, damn it, Johnson, you're out of control.
I'll have your back.
A lot of this movie felt like it was kind of Hollywood.
Yeah,
not in a good way.
Yeah.
Love triangle, the forced romance.
Chief, like, why did you want to be a space sheriff? And Geki's like, well, it beat asphyxiating in space, and
just go back to the planet.
Between this or dying a slow, cold death in space. I thought this sounded good.
Yeah.
Plus, the pension plan is amazing.
And of course, and then we get two other space sheriffs who get absolutely no personality or characterization whatsoever in the entire movie.
They're Dante.
But hey, it's Dante.
Back from and Geki Blue?
Violet.
Violet. But yes, from assignment on planet Bees.
Bees.
That was funnier when I heard it 4 weeks ago. And then I realized that there was nothing else amusing about the whole situation.
Right.
The best.
So Geki
is actually from the series.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares. Anyway, Geki explains that there's somebody on Earth he wants to protect, blah, blah, blah. And Chief's all, I'll give you one more chance. Don't f up again.
Damn it, Johnson, you're out of control.
Yeah, pretty much.
One more time.
Then we meet the villains.
I'll be behind for this.
This mysterious masked villain. I wonder whoever it could be.
And
Holy
then
crap,
he,
it's Darth Vader!
And then he whips up a dominatrix.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Of course not. Dominatrix. Or Shinkage. One of the female Shinkage suit actress.
Oh.
Okay.
If you say so.
Okay.
Thank you.
But yeah, blah, 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 love triangle, drama, formulaic plot.
Geki just shows up and like, hey, bitch, I'm alive.
Bravo to her acting because she went from, huh, to holy shit.
Yeah, what? The actress they got for her is pretty. The actors in this movie are very well cast. It is the writing that is the problem.
Yeah.
Motivated. They work with what they have, but what they have is not very.
It's very surface. You know,
now let's see. Was
45 minutes of this are dull as.
Yeah.
Okay. Now was this the point where Shelley adopted her completely inconspicuous Earth clothing?
When they head back down to search.
That
for
was
the,
a little bit later, but yeah.
Okay.
We're getting close.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Like cheesecake fan service moment.
Well, it explains.
Oh, it's more like Hollywood yet again.
It explains her dress in Go Busters a bit more.
Yeah.
Except, okay.
It's not helping its case, though.
My take on this is that the GoBusters crossover was supposed to happen after this movie, just the way the movie's laid out.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and since Shelly is dressed reasonably later on.
Geki, or somebody took her aside and was like, Shelly?
Yeah.
So you know.
But anyway, what's her name's like, where's Toya? And Geki's all, I'll tell you later.
Thanks.
Unnecessary angst. Are we sure this was not written by Inoue? Because, you know, the lack of communication and everything. And
yeah, I mean, it was like, just tell her, Jesus
Christ.
We all know what happened.
She probably knows what happened. Just confirm it, damn it.
I mean, you're not keeping anything from the audience because we know what happened. We figured it out.
Your target audience is not this dumb. You don't have to stretch it out for another 20 minutes.
I'm not even sure who the target audience for this is, really, because, I mean, they're advertising it during Super Sentai, so you think little kids, but then...
So nobody's going to watch it anyway.
Then they open the movie with this bloodbath.
They're advertising the movie during superhero time to the parents that should be watching with their kids in the morning.
Yeah,
that's the theory. It's the same way you get diaper commercials during kids' programming. The kids don't want to go buy the diapers.
Because the parents know who Gavin is, because the kids are like, who?
Yeah.
Well, oh, don't you remember that episode of GoBusters? Oh, wait, nobody watched it.
Oh.
didn't you see that movie with the... Oh.
Well, actually, that did decently. That's probably why we got the movie in the first place.
So,
the Gokai crossover, I think, did well.
Yeah.
So we get some exposition about wormholes and a meteor and something.
Also horns for some reason.
That is never explained. It's like, why does he have a horn? And then
that's probably maybe something you're supposed to. That's probably something you understand from original Gavin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It probably is, but unlike most of the stuff in this movie, that's just like brought up and then it's like,
yeah.
Like so, I can get behind.
Poor Max, is the horn thing a power up or something? What's the...
No.
I can get behind.
That was helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, you asked Fort Max a direct question. He gave you
answer.
That's
as
in
bad
return.
As asking XB a question. I asked XB earlier. I was like, so we're doing like this show, and this show, and he's like, no.
Okay, I can get behind the concept
of what.
Thing. Dawn Horror is this big evil energy thing that they're trying to bring back. Okay, I get that. That works. Then the horn thing is just like, hey, why does he have a horn?
Never explained.
Never mentioned again.
So, Geki, what's her name, and Shelly go down to reconnaissance at the place where the meteor is being kept.
Because bringing the obvious hostage is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Also girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you meant she was the obvious hostage, not Shelly. Okay, never mind.
Right.
Well, at least...
Well, they can both... They're kind of interchangeable. They're females in Tokusatsu.
She's supposed to be there, and like, she, you know how she was able to get out of the ropes by herself that she could have done 5 minutes earlier?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
It's not well written.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, and the short version is the meteor is the key to bringing Dawn Horror back through one means or another, and they all fail to protect it from getting taken. And so Geki gets to go back and get dressed down again by his chief. And he's like, man, even this old guy who is like 92 is still doing a better job of this. He's already saved you 2 times. But then somewhere
around...
And that
around... second saving, what? Well, yeah. And then there's the third saving that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere around this point, Geki's getting his ass handed to him. And then Kenji Oba drives through the wall.
Yeah! Suddenly the movie becomes...
No explanation, no story, just Kenji f***ing Oba.
Yeah.
And he's still kicking ass.
Heck yeah, man. I'm like, that old man is kicking ass.
How old was he when this movie came out? 60?
98?
60-something, I think.
I mean, would have
his children.
It's like this moment in the movie until another moment later on, it's like an entirely different production crew was in charge of it.
Yeah.
Like, the writing.
Yeah, because suddenly shit happens.
Because
in the best possible way.
So let's see, he's 58.
Here's what happened is Kenji Oba got on the set, and they're like, okay, Kenji, you're going to do this thing. He's like, no, we're not. We're going to do this. And they're like, oh.
It now becomes a buddy cop movie.
Yes, and that's what it should have been from the start. This whole movie should have been Kenji Oba Gavin training Geki Gavin how to be a space sheriff.
That would have been great. People would have paid to see that.
The chemistry between Geki's actor and Kenji Oba is really, really good for the few scenes that they have.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, so basically, Kenji Oba, what is the character's name?
Retsu.
Okay. Kenji Oba.
I know,
that's all
but...
that f***ing matters.
It's Retsu.
Okay, so basically for the first, 10 minutes they're on screen together, Retsu is just beating Geki's ass river.
In a river, and he manages to stay completely dry.
Kenji Oba.
Because it takes him to the school of Kamen Rider training.
That's right.
You beat the shit out of someone until they're stronger.
It's not beat the shit out of him. He beats the bitch out of him.
That's right.
It is essentially a bright
a
slap.
A long, drawn-out bright slap, yes.
Through a whole fight.
He does it until Geki finally punches him back. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for. Thank you.
God. Now you're a man. He's just smacking him the whole time. Are you a pussy? Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're a pussy. Yeah, you are, aren't you, you pussy? Hit me, you pussy. No. And he hits him. He's like, all right.
Do you see any tears?
We discover the mysterious identity of our villain.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's that guy from the black hole.
He's the only other guy that hasn't shown up in the movie
yet. Oh, God. Oh, he's alive. God.
Anakin is Darth Vader. No.
and of course, the entire motivation is, Geki let your hand go so that way he could have the girl. Really?
I think it was just like a twist of fate where it was more like, even the way it seemed treated in the film, it was more like Geki got picked up by Kenji Oba, and then he got picked up. Vortex, and
yeah,
so
but,
it's just like
this is the motivation given to him. This is what he brings up later in the movie when they fight.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if it would have been switched, like Geki would have been the bad guy, and he would have. Yeah,
maybe,
that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
the thing is, they go out of their way to show that Toya was an asshole even before then, when he was going to stick his cat in a wormhole.
Yeah, that was unfortunate euphemism.
No.
He's like, oh,
it's like that's never given any real justification. It's just that he became an asshole.
No. It would be an unfortunate euphemism if he was putting his girlfriend's cat in the vortex.
Oh, yeah.
God. Let me stick your pussy in a wormhole. What? I'm not sure how that works, but I'm interested.
But then we get back to Kenji Oba and it's better.
Right.
So,
now, see, if they'd had the other space sheriffs come and beat Geki up, then he might have been a better space sheriff himself.
So, Lizard Doubler shows up, and he activates the Axial Diverter, just like we saw in Go Busters, and, we go to Maku Space.
Time. Yay!
Maku Space Kita.
Yay!
See, they shouldn't have teamed up with Go Busters, they should have had Gavin team up with Forze.
Yeah, but I think Forze was already over, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Shut up.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I thought that too. It's like, it's unfortunate timing because this would have totally made sense to team up with Forze.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, as much as anything in Forze made sense.
Well, that's true. But Forze was awesome. So
Forze is awesome enough to make up for it.
That's right. Well, better than Wizard anyway.
It's a lot better than Wizard.
Yeah, all you people that thought Forze sucked, how you liking Wizard?
Some people that hated Forze love Wizard.
Well, they're wrong.
I'd rather watch the last quarter of O's again than watch Wizard.
Yeah, actually I would.
I like how you were starting to go, and then you correct
it. It's like, it's like I like Date. I can stay in Goto.
Old suit is actually interesting.
Yeah. Kazali and Dr. Maki. I could watch the last third of O's if I had to. I don't want to.
So what about the middle third?
Yeah, better than Wizard.
What about the fourth third?
Yes.
That's fours.
No. Fourth third.
I actually was thinking about it. That's what I love. He's like, really?
He's like, wait a minute. This doesn't sound right.
That fourth third was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, it was. It was Wizard. I mean, not Wizard. It was Forsay.
Yeah.
But yeah, then shit just goes nuts. And there's
So it's Maku space, and, you know, it's drug-induced, and...
God, it was awesome.
That's really about all you can
say. And everything is three times as trippy.
And lots of untransformed fighting and lots of Kenji Oba just beating the shit out of random soldiers.
Because he's Kenji Oba.
Or rolling down a hill. Explosions.
And then, you know, once it's finally all over with and they get blown up a few times, it's like, okay, we're done with Maku space now. We're back in the real world for no reason at all.
All right, that was fun.
And then the moment that you watch this movie for, pretty much.
The double electroplate.
Yeah.
And you know, unlike the Kyoreagers, they actually keep in sync.
It took only a 20th of a second for these space sheriffs to don their armor. Now let's see that again. I'm glad
Like seeing it again really isn't any more impressive. They don't really do anything spectacular with it.
Yeah, but you know, it's a convention, so I'm glad they included it at least once.
It is. It's just like, I kind of wish that they would add something to it.
It's Gavin. It's what. Then, as long as they just do that, that's fine.
Right. And so, you know, then there's the fighting until Geki gets on the motorcycle and flies off into space, leaving Kenji Oba to deal with things by himself. But that's okay, because he's Kenji Oba.
Plus, well, like, random armada of spaceships.
Well, that's what,
which he successfully fought off
like,
with...
This is how awesome Kenji Oba is, because it's like, all right, Kenji Oba, you get these five monsters. I'm going to go fight this one guy.
So, you know, he uses his robot dragon...
I should
dragon,
have
which,
him in the river more.
Uses his robot dragon, which breathes fire in space and, you know, burns up all the armada. Because, you know, Gavin.
Yeah, of course.
Gavin! He's got a cool dragon, Gavin!
And so Gavin lands in the base in the wormhole.
The burnt out Maku castle or whatever it is this week.
I don't care.
Whatever it is. It's a place that was on that caught fire 20 years ago. Well, no, wait, no, 30 years ago.
Was it in space when it caught on fire?
That, yes.
It's the same Maku. It's the same base that the Maku had in the original series.
Well, anyway, Geki gets in there and has to fight Dominatrix and whatever the other general.
And the douchebag from the black hole.
Not yet, because Shido.
But, you know, bitch slap aside, Geki still kind of sucks, and so the other two space sheriffs have to come and make an appearance.
Yeah.
And Date seems bored.
He really does. It's like,
well, by this point in the movie, I was too again, because Kenji Oba went away.
Yeah, can we go back to Kenji Oba?
Not for a few minutes, because we got angst to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, who frickin' who?
Triangles, and yeah, Date really seems f***ing bored. I mean, like...
Can you blame him?
No, not in the slightest. His character is nothing. He just shows up and transforms, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, what else you want him to
so,
do?
But so does the guy who dressed. Well,
at least
so
it was
does
interesting when he did that with the milk jug.
Yeah. And so does Geki Violet. Also seems kind of bored, but nowhere near as bored as Date does.
He's just happy to have work.
Yeah, probably.
Like, woohoo! I got a week off, but bye for less to do this.
There's not even like any like slight quirk or anything to either of these characters. They're just guys, and they show up and
it's
fine.
Just reference.
They show up to get
replaced
by the suit actors.
They are window dressing, really. I mean,
is Superhero Tyson Z? What is it? Sheravan supposed to have a significant role? Is
well, especially since Space Shocker's teamed up with the villains from Sharivan.
Oh, right, but is his actor actually in Superhero Tyson Z?
Geki Violet or original?
Violet. Geki Violet.
I don't know.
Because I know they said Date's going to show up in voice Scheider, but I don't even know if we've heard anything about.
Would have been nice if they could have gotten Sharivan's original actor for this.
Well, except if this is supposed to be in continuity with the other Toku stuff, then it makes sense that, you know, it's still the more current Space Sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that stops Kenji Oba from showing up anywhere he can.
Anywhere he pleases.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, you know, bullshit plot, bullshit plot. Angst, and that's basically angst. The rest of the movie.
Angst, angst. Fight, fight, fight.
Cut you in half.
And,
can,
and
in
then,
half.
And then, Retsu.
Sorry, Vaughn crash. Shider Blue Flash.
Then Retsu destroys Lizard Doubler, which is awesome. And but then Geki, for some reason, untransforms to fight the asshole. But then he kills the asshole, but then he saves him.
And then he dies. And then the asshole dies anyway.
And we're supposed to care. And there's just a big...
But we don't.
Yeah, and they blow up the... And the Maku Palace blows up again.
Yeah, it's like this big, swelling, dramatic music as they're Isuki and Geki are crying, and we just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Just don't give a shit.
Like, can we go back to Kenji Oba?
Yeah, speaking
well,
of which...
Well, yeah, so Kenji Oba shows up, and he's got Shelly wearing something normal-looking.
Good job. He probably
I'm convinced he taught her how to dress like a normal Earth person.
It's like the Batman and Robin bitch slap, where she's like, I'm going to wear this. No, you're not. Wear this.
And so Retsu passes on the title of Gavin to Geki, officially.
Mm-hmm. Even though he already had it.
And
like,
then, and
Ken
then
Kenjioba just stole his like ship. Like he stole the ship that he has. He's like, I'm just gonna be a spaceship forever. No
and then my second favorite part of the movie, where Geki leaves a letter for Itsuki. If you're ever lonely, just look up at the stars and remember I'm out there, because my job comes before you. And she says, dumbass.
Because I got to be a space sheriff.
I actually loved her line delivery on that last line, because it's like, oh my god, you're such a dense asshole.
It was pretty perfect.
And you then we get the we get the end credits with the original theme.
Yeah,
not the G-type theme, but...
Well, but that's the thing, like, at the end, too, because it's like, why did you become a space sheriff? To protect that woman. Okay, well now I've got to be the space sheriff and protect all of like my quadrant of space, so I'm not gonna be here to protect you.
Whoops.
Good job, good job, Geki. Way to go, buddy.
No, I just like the way he wrote the letter, where it's like, if you're ever lonely, because I'm not there anymore.
Because I'm not gonna be around. I got other shit to do, honey.
My God.
Might stop by for Christmas. You know, not to see your family. You know, just to do like a gift exchange, maybe like a dirty Santa, but I don't think I could. But maybe just with our friends, maybe a few people.
And then, and meanwhile, she's hooked up with Kenji Oba.
Yeah,
hell yeah,
she could do worse.
He comes back.
He is just that awesome.
He rings on the doorbell and he's like, "Hey, I'm here." And like, and Kenji Oba opens the door and he's like, "Oh, hey, I didn't know you were gonna be here." Yeah. Well, you know,
No. Why are you in my bathrobe?
Yeah. Like, well, you know, I kind of live here. Oh. Well, this is awkward.
Yes, it is. Now, you want to leave before I bitch slap you again? Yes, sir.
Right. Anyway, I'm banging wife.
More time.
It takes only a 20th of a second for Retsu to bitch slap Geki. Now, let's see that again.
I mean, I can kind of see why this movie didn't do so well now.
You think?
And it's a shame, too, because I actually do like Geki. I like Shelly. I like the characters that they introduce, except for the asshole.
Well,
I don't think you're supposed to like him.
Yeah, but the problem is the characters are.
It's not the buddy cop movie the whole way through.
Yeah.
Right, that's the weakness of it. If they would have done that, I think it would have been more popular.
And I don't want to say that just because, it needs the old actor in it. No, it's because that's the strongest part of the movie, legitimately.
It's not because it needs the old actor in it. It's because the old actor and the new actor work really well together.
Yeah, they do. They really... That's the best 10 minutes of the movie.
And, you know, nothing is better than a buddy cop movie where the leads have good chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because Joe was not the lead, he was just a guest star.
Right.
It's a bonus that it's the old and new, really. I mean,
yeah, it really is. I mean, I understand that. It's just for how much better that portion of the movie was compared to the rest of it. Although I think that's just as much due to they completely dropped the super formulaic love triangle plot.
Yeah, it's that portion. It's almost enough to redeem the entire movie until they come back to the f***ing love triangle.
Right. That was the worst thing, I think, because it is just such an overused tropey plot.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like there's any creativity in the writing because of that.
It's like
once again brings us back to that Hollywood-esque influence you were talking about.
Right.
And it's like literally after that first scene, you can call it. It's like that guy's going to be the villain. It's going to be a love triangle.
Yeah.
She actually liked Geki. And yeah.
Yeah, and I did. I mean, I was making all those calls all the way through.
It was basically Mad Libs Gavin style.
Even the point in the movie where Kenji Oba shows up.
Oh, he's okay, he's down, he's out.
Now, to be fair, I didn't call it the exact mechanism that he would appear with. driving through a wall,
but
yeah. You know. And I gotta tell you, that's one tough little car he's driving too.
Or a really crappy wall.
Well, probably a crappy wall. It is Toei.
You saw he drove through the garage door that was open and just had boxes stacked there.
No, he drove through the wall for that. You shut your mouth. Balls.
Like, it's a wall that's been around since, you know, before, like, World War II, you know? So it got the irradiation the first time, and then now it got irradiated again, and so it's
a
really
wall. Weird. It's a wall that's been around since before they discovered bricks.
Yeah. I don't know. He huffed and puffed, and it was just gone.
Kenji Oba is the
I didn't know Kenji Oba was in Kill Bill.
Was he?
Was he?
Yes.
Holy shit, I've got to go see Kill Bill again.
But why?
Apparently he's a drunk guy in a sushi shop.
Oh my god. That cannot be a mistake. I mean, that's got to be.
Well, no.
He's been around forever. Heck, he was the suit actor in the original Rider series.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is that because I know that. What can I think of his name? The guy that God, I hate myself.
What?
Yes, Quentin Tarantino. Like, I mean, does he watch old Toku too? I know he watched like I mean, obviously that's based on like the samurai sort of stuff, but
yeah,
it's possible.
I mean, this stuff does kind of have that kind of flair to it almost sometimes in the action sequences. Yeah.
Well, but again, like the Toku stuff is sort of based on some of the samurai stuff too. I mean,
yeah.
It's all...
Maybe he just interned with Sakamoto.
There were no explosions in Kill Bill.
Couldn't have hurt, though.
Were there?
There's some explosions in Django.
Explosions in Django? What?
Django.
There weren't explosions in Kill Bill? I'm trying to remember now.
I remember blood fountains. I don't remember any explosions.
Mm. Well, we had that at the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, like Kill Bill 1 and 2 are like a couple of Amanda's favorite movies. But
okay.
I'm telling you, man. It's like when we started dating, she was like, there's this movie called Kill Bill. You got to see it. Like, okay. Cool.
So, yeah, watch it again and see if you can spot Kenji Oba.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that now.
He's part in a sushi parlor drunk off his ass.
Is it in part one?
Is it, yeah, part one or part two?
Part one.
Yeah, according to IMDb, it's part one.
Huh? I will check that out.
Well, I am going to have to pull that out now. The movie.
It's well, okay, and you know,
thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
I just sat there wondering, like, is anybody going to say it? He just finished.
Well, like, he could still mean it the other way too. It is Kenji Oba.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
I would have his babies. I'm just I would grow a womb.
So, Fort Max.
Yes.
Any sign of the GoBusters versus GoKaiger subs?
Well, Magenta was streaming him translating it.
How far did he get?
All the way.
Huh.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Also, he wants me to die a horrible, painful Kabutaki death.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Okay, what was the specific reason for this horrible, painful Kabutaki death?
I had him listen to the Kabutak theme.
Oh, why would you do that to somebody? You're not human.
The Kabutak theme is awesome.
But it's Kabutak. You don't want to be wrong.
Kabutak is awesome.
No, it ain't.
And I will just say to... I'll say with the same thing I said to Magenta on Twitter at that point. Try podcasting with you for 3 years.
Oh my god.
No, okay, sorry to back up here. I was looking up this Kenji Oba thing. He's saying he's Hattori Hanzo's employee, so he's going to be in the sword shop scene. Because the Hattori Hanzo sword...
Oh god, right. Kabutak thing, go away!
Sorry, I was trying to help with that too. But anyway...
Yes, go on, JD, please.
But yeah, that's the Hattori Hanzo scene.
Obviously one of the scenes in Japan.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it would have been in the sword. It would have been where she went to get the sword made.
Just look for the drunk guy when she gets to Japan.
Worth looking out for.
It doesn't say he's. Well, I guess he would be the. I think I'm remembering the scene now. Okay. Oh man, I'm gonna have to go pull out the DVD like right after the show. Woo!
It's be sure to screen cap it too.
It's probably on YouTube.
So anyway, Fort Max, do you think we'll have Gokaiger versus GoBusters next week?
I do not know.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, there it is on YouTube right there.
Let's see. Let's find out.
Well, just in case the movie's not ready next week, anybody have any thoughts for Power Playback?
Well, there was Mickey's suggestions for PR stuff.
Well, that's Don Cannon, so...
That's not Cannon.
I would not have recognized him. Wow. That's amazing.
Huh.
He does not look the same bald.
Oh, but it is.
Huh. I don't know what... I found a clip. I don't know what this clip is. Let me see. It's a different one. What is... Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's definitely him on the right.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
It also helps that he was bald in the Scheider episode he was in.
And...
Yes, when I was looking at. Yep.
That... Right. Yeah, I'm in a freak. That is... Awesome! Holy crappity. I mean, I haven't seen this movie since I knew who he was, so...
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't... Now it connects, though, and that is badass.
So anyway, just how awesome he is.
So, power playback?
Well, do we want to do some... Did we talk about doing something American, then?
That was Mickey's suggestions.
Yeah, and I'm... You know, me, I'm always cool with that, usually, so... Do we want to, like, show how awesome Cocky Ranger is by doing something from Alien Rangers?
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. Let's pick something good for once.
Oh, come on.
You get to summarize it, then. Quiet. Just, like, and drop.
Too bad we've already done the one thing of Kabutak that has any subs.
Yeah, too bad.
I know, that was fun. It's still a shame that nobody's subbing the other Eco-Ginder series.
Nobody's subbing any toku that's not Sentai Rider.
Yeah, really. I'm never good with this because everything I suggest has already been done, so...
Yeah, I kind of run at that sometimes.
It's really kind of pointless for me to suggest everything because I suggest something and I get told that we already did it like I'm a f***ing idiot, so... Screw you guys, you come up with something.
Paladin?
Let's see, I'm trying to think of American stuff we could cover. We could pick something from Operation Overdrive and talk about how much we all hate it.
Again... Must we pick terrible things?
Well, what is good?
Not Operation Overdrive.
I mean, anything that's like... basically, you've got...
SPD?
And,
RPM?
And that's basically...
We haven't done that in a long time.
SPD, RPM, Dino Thunder?
All good choices if we could pick an episode from any of them.
I'll see. Mickey has suggestions for each one of them.
Well, I told you, though, that's non-canon.
Well, we can canonize it then.
Who do you think you are, the Pope?
I'm a f***ing Pope.
No, I lost. Alas. Just
kidding. You didn't get voted in.
No.
How about Ranger Blue from RPM?
Oh, yes.
Is that the one with his dad and...
Yeah, and
the flashbacks and the explanations of how everything works.
Yeah, I've
And yeah, the offensive morphing explosion.
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually seen that one too, so I wouldn't mind watching it again today. So.
Be good if
I like that one. I actually like. I really like that.
Could actually talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Mickey will actually be around for that one, since you know, it's not Gavin.
And RPM is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially without the twins.
Hey, the twins are awesome.
I haven't gotten that far yet. I mean, I've seen them once, but I haven't seen them.
Just wait.
The
Love the twins.
Okay, so we'll do that RPM thing next week, unless GoBusters versus Gokaiger gets released first.
It's also a really good choice.
Well, duh.
Yeah, well, I saw the Raw, but it's good.
Okay, then.
Yep. Good a plan as any, I
one
think.
One of the best things is actually how they get something back that was destroyed earlier in the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's just leave it at that.
That made sense.
Only to me.
Well, that's Fort Max.
Mm-hmm.
This time, at least, it actually made sense to somebody else. At the very
that's still Fort, still Fort Max.
Yeah. Well.
True.
At least he agrees.
Okay, anything else for the show this week?
Yeah, not gonna think of.
Hopefully more that's it.
More Minecraft?
Nothing.
Yeah, I gotta figure out this chicken machine, so.
Kenji Oba is awesome, and so is that song.
I gotta test this wood thing out.
Which song?
The theme to Gavin?
Damn it, that was the cue for JD to sing.
Oh, Gavin! Kenji Oba rocks Gavin.
This movie kind of sucks, Gavin.
But hey, cool fight scenes, Gavin.
Maybe they're using Superhero Tyson Z as a hope that the movie won't completely kill the franchise again.
They're really trying hard to be like, seriously,
well,
guys.
Well,
are you sure you don't want another Metal Hero series?
I mean, the thing is, first Superhero Tyson did so well, so they must be thinking, well, maybe we can salvage this by just shoving him in there.
That
but then the hope will collapse into despair when nothing happens.
I think they're just
Superhero Tyson Z is the greatest phantom.
It's like I think I said this before, but it's like instead of playing it with chrome, they played it with silver. So they're just trying to get as much mileage as possible out of that suit. The suit, it's made of silver. Thanks, Jeff.
Sorry.
So we gotta use it. Well, what are we gonna do?
We could do another superhero movie.
Excellent!
What's the theme?
Space. Excellent! What's the script? Doesn't matter.
Excellent!
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Minecraft.
No Minecraft.
No more chickens.
I don't know what happened. He just huffed and puffed and the whole thing just went to hell.
Big Bad Wolf mod in Minecraft. You can blow down any structure.
As long as it's not made by brick. By brick. But other than that.
If you have some lava and some wood.
Yeah, you could definitely take out. Well, you can do some damage with lava, man. Woo! Oh, I found a desert fortress and a jungle fortress all in the same trip.
No. The things in the desert are pyramids. Okay. I know that. I know that's counterintuitive, but
it's not really a pyramid. But okay,
it is. It probably was just mostly buried.
There's the two pillar things up front.
That's how you know where the front door is, JD.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
And in the jungles, they're temples.
I'm sorry. Yes, jungle temple. So anyway, I found both in one go. Literally straight north from our start point.
Ah.
It was amazing. Because I was coming back. I found the desert one. And I was traipsing back through the jungle and found the jungle one by complete accident. So, because it was way up in the trees. I never would have found it otherwise.
If you keep using that mini-map mod I showed you, you can learn to pick out the signs of the structures.
Yeah, I was glad I read up on the pyramid.
Oh, so you didn't blow the whole thing up, yeah.
No, yeah, because I was like, cool, there's got to be something to this. So I looked it up, and I was like, oh, man, I totally would have blown myself to f***ing smithereens. Because I would have popped that first hole and been like, cool, I'm going to jump down there. What's that ticking sound?
It's not a ticking sound. It's a hissing sound.
Yeah. Why is the kabloom? No, I just can't imagine, like, if you actually fall into one of those. Because you get to the bottom, you hit the plate, you hear the ksh, and you're like,
Well, it's probably similar to falling into lava. Nice.
スーパーヒーロータイム次回もシャバドビー
止めてみる。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.